Probably in my mind, because he's inching closer towards being a federal agent than ever before. People have written to me about his ties with Lockheed Martin and the MGM Grand Casino, the Skull and Bones. How about how his name matches to Gatekeeper Cult, as well as murder and suicide, the very thing he promotes. He makes all the marks for controlled opposition. He's egotistical, narcissistic, he uses slander, pathological liar. He accepts money for sports gematria, which basically is allowing addiction to go uncontrolled. He's possibly running a honeypot using tag, track, and ID, the truthers who donate to him. Because whenever you donate, you have to divulge the information where you live. He probably makes thousands a month according to Patreon.
I have more emails since I put out my book than sales of people saying, I'd get your book, but you know, you can only get it online, and I'm worried they'll track my Visa card number and there'll be trouble. Oh my God. If you're a coward, there's no point in even being a wimp. What, you don't think they can track and figure out who you are just by the websites you're visiting, the YouTube content you're consuming? You know what I mean? It's just like... it's just, everything is maddening, you know? If you're going to be awake and research truth, I mean, have a pair. Don't sit there and cower in fear and worry about Big Brother tracking you and punishing you for spending $5 on a truth-related book. I mean, that's a fucking joke.
But he has yet to hire a single person, even as freelance, because when you're freelance, you don't even have to pay for their insurance. But even as a freelance, he hasn't hired anyone, probably because if he allows anyone to get too close, then they will figure something doesn't sit right with him. Zach, again, calls for depopulation, the very thing truthers are against. If not a federal agent, he is plain evil and guilty of cyberbullying. Besides, Zach can't take any criticism, and he flips out whenever you probe him if he's an agent. I mean, why so serious, Zach? Any honest person would agree if you're a high-profile figure in the truth community, you would be prime target for being controlled and handled. Any sane person would agree with this. Yet, if you ask questions, he starts to point fingers at you and make you feel like you're crazy. All you have to say is, yeah, I lived in Yakima, and you're right, that's where the NSA, National Security Association, Training Center is. Yeah, that is really weird. So glad I left. And by the way, you guys, I escaped that place. It was totally monitored. Or, I used to live right across the FEMA camps and built by Lockheed Martin. Oh my God, I'm so glad I'm so over it. Did you guys know that my name matches Lockheed Martin and these four ciphers? Wow, that's really weird. I'm so glad that I'm no longer in living near that place. Please let me help you understand how I am not an agent. Zach, you should put out a stream saying I am not the full proof that I am not a Freemason, a Jesuit, or a shill. And you should give out all your hands on deck and prove us all wrong. That's what you should do.
Me?
Yeah. You should do a public stream.
I'm not a Freemason. I'm not a Jesuit. I'm not a shill.
Prove it.
How do I prove it?
I don't know. Anyone who's organic should be able to prove it.
Well, if you don't like somebody in the chat, you know what you can do? You can block them, and then you don't even see any of their comments anymore. So everybody can moderate their own chat. All right, DK, what's up, man?
Yep, for being a little bit ranty earlier, in the middle of the show.
You can mute your video.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to step away from the computer. I'll be back in 20 seconds, but you got the floor. I'll be right back.
I'm looking at that Lieutenant Colonel Obvious Jackass comment as well, so don't worry about it. I could couldn't even hear what Zach said. Did he say go on?
Go ahead, DK.
Oh, sorry. I didn't. I talked over you, I think. Yeah, anyway, I was just reading some of the chat earlier, and who said I was Christian? I've been exposing the fraud of religion since before anyone, especially that one. So I don't know where somebody with a wrench said that, I think. I was like, where the hell did you get that idea? And then I saw somebody was saying they could tell I'm young. Like, you have no idea how young I am. And knowledge, logic, and consciousness, they don't have an age. When you go take an IQ test, you don't put down your age, you know? It's just whatever you score, you score.
What's up, DK?
Yeah, you know what's funny? They've been changing a lot of street lights to red for me since I went off on them last week through their AI software. It's so funny. Like, I'll be driving, I'm like, just know we're going to get crazy red lights for no reason. Like, when it appears to be green, you know, going for us green, it'll stay red for like another extra minute and a half because they're so angry. It's funny.
Whatever, motherfucker!
Why don't you call in Lieutenant Colonel Buttplug? instead of just being such a fucking big Jew pussy in the chat. I don't have a wrench, not that I've ever blocked anybody or would, but...
Who's in the chat? Who's this person?
I don't know, he's got like a Hitler, the picture's like a Hitler, the Lieutenant Colonel somebody, and he says, DJ Shilwood is coming on, somebody called me and let me know or whatever, and he's been in it from like last week, another, probably, you know, one of Amy's or somebody's, you know, other profiles in here. It's just hilarious. But I was just wondering if you have mods, why aren't people like that blocked immediately who are totally obvious? I mean, I've never blocked anyone, nor would I. I don't have the time to go through it. I just, you know, see comments right now while I'm talking. Otherwise, I don't really have the time for them, but that's pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny, you know. Well, you know, we had like grave robbers who were stealing gold, and you know, people steal cars and whatever. These fake Jews, all they do is steal shit. They plunder boys' asses to steal shit, literally. Steal crap out of their bunghole. Unbelievable.
Well, again, every time.
Yeah, until, you know, humanity really realizes what we have here on Earth with us, you know, non-human entities, which are, you know, playing human for us just because they have a meat suit on like we do on the outside. And literally, just like we all have uniforms, they just got a uniform. We all have, like, space suits, you know, like the astronauts wear. They just put on a space suit, but we can't see what's underneath. So they're able to, you know, function around us, but... Lo and behold, there will come a day when that veil will go down, and we'll be able to see you for you, who you really are. You will be hunted. Trust me, I'll be leading one of the search parties that will come dig you guys fucking out of every crevice you're hiding in. So just so you know,
whatever, motherfucker.
Don't be around at that time, because I just may be the one who comes and gets you. I've already told a couple people that I know in my life, even some you know, neighbors and such. Like, hey, listen. Don't be around when that day comes. I'll come get you first because you're closest. Put a spear right through your fucking head without batting an eye, without even thinking for a second, and I'll move on to the next fucking one. So just so you know, that's what's waiting for you.
Hey, Bert, let me run down this old lady.
12 o'clock midnight.
I came Hello? Here for yes? two things, to suck some hard candy and suck some dicks.
You got to say nasty shit, Ray.
Cause I'm a nasty motherfucker.
Hey, Welcome back, Truth Seeker. Sunday, March 15, 2020. We're down at Pike's Place Market. We're going to be educating people all day about Event 201, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the simulation they did for a coronavirus outbreak, October 18, 2019, and the Netflix film Bill Gates participated in, the next pandemic. And I see right here on site, we have a news team. I'm going to interrupt their news broadcast and see if they're covering Event 201. So let's talk to the news. Excuse me? Are you guys covering Event 201? Why not cover Event 201?
Hey, John, will you come out here and take care of this guy?
You don't want to cover Event 201? You don't want to cover real news?
Can you step right?
Why don't you guys want to cover Event 201?
I don't know what Event 201 is.
So you guys need to know about this is the news. You guys are here for the people. This city is being terrorized right now by a simulation from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Okay.
October 18th, 2019.
I will.
But I'm going to tell this man right here, you're the news anchor.
Don't grab me. Don't grab me. You're not the police.
October 18th, 2019, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation simulated a coronavirus outbreak.
Right here.
They simulated a coronavirus outbreak.
Do not grab me. What's up, man?
October 18, 2019. Do not grab me.
I need you to
stop. You want to start
to
pull
up? Do not grab me. You're on camera.
I'm going to make sure the news knows what's up.
October 18, 2019. Do not fucking grab me. I'm telling you guys real fucking.
Do not grab me.
We'll talk right here.
What news network are you? What news network are you?
Just stand right here. We'll talk right here.
Okay. October 18, 2019. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation simulated a coronavirus outbreak.
This is very interesting. Come over here. Let's talk.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about?
October 18, 2019. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation simulated a coronavirus outbreak that killed 65 million people over 18 months. That was the same day the military world games began in Wuhan, China. The exact same
very
day.
Interesting. I've read about it.
Now listen, that was, okay, it was Melinda Gates' 65th day of her age. She's born August 15th.
Okay.
Her 65th day of her age, they simulate a coronavirus outbreak of 65 million people. Now, what we teach about is gematria.
Yeah.
We just wanted
to have a discussion.
We reached a peaceful resolution.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We teach about gematria, the practice of coding numbers into words. You guys, the news media, I don't think you guys realize this, but whoever gives you the notes of what to cover and what to report on, whatever he's here to talk about, mm-hmm. every day your news that you cover is contrived this way.
Right.
The word pandemic, just using the alphabetic order, A's 1, B's 2, C's 3, D's 4, E's 5.
Interesting.
The word pandemic equals 65. So 65 million, Melinda Gates' 65th day of her age. You can go back and look at the day they were married, January 1st, 1994. It was 65 days after Bill Gates' birthday. Now, Bill Gates was just in the Netflix documentary.
Let's go right here. How long have you been following the links here?
I've been covering it since day one.
Really?
Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation equals 121 in gematria. That was when patient one was found in Seattle, January 21st.
I understand. You have to listen to me real quick. And I was sorry to pull you away, but we have somebody that's trying to do a job. We can have a discussion.
But the news doesn't do a job.
I understand.
You guys are the fourth branch of the federal government. All you guys are is the propaganda wing. Not a single damn person in this city knows about Event 201. Not any news station, not the police, not the citizens.
Well, here, listen to me. There are a lot of different truths.
There's one truth. Okay. There is one truth. Nobody knows about the simulation the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation did. Who's Mr. Vaccine? Who's Mr. I want to depopulate the fucking world? It's Bill Gates.
Do you think this correlates to his decision to leave Microsoft?
We just had a protest Friday, and we created a whole buzz through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's the same day he announced he's stepping down from Microsoft to focus on... Well, we might have caused that Friday.
Yeah.
And I called all the news stations and asked them to come out and cover it. None of them show up. Because they're all on script, doing what you guys are all told to do.
Yeah. It's,
More people have died from the flu.
Yeah, it's true. It's very much true. We do say that.
I have not heard of one.
You know, some networks don't, some networks...
What network is this?
Fox News.
Fox News, fair and balanced.
Yeah.
Be the first one to step up and cover Event 201.
Yeah,
I'm going to look into that.
You want a story to go after Don Lemon, who loves to hate on you guys? Go back to Don Lemon, CNN anchor, who shits on you guys every night.
Don Lemon, go back 2 years ago on Jackie Robinson's birthday. You had three black dead celebrities in the news. You had his sister, LaTanya Lemon. You had Rajuel Butler, Philadelphia basketball player. And you had Oscar Gamble, professional baseball player. In Gematria, all of their names summed to 42. Number coded all over Black history. Like
business card?
Gematria Effect News. Gematria Effect News.
I'm going to reach out to you.
Get my book, man. Email me. Gematria Effect News. Jim, I'll come. I'll get you a free copy.
I just got this memo from the Secretary of Defense's office that says we're going to attack and destroy the governments in seven countries in 5 years. We're going to start with Iraq, and then we're going to move to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. We'll be right back.
3 ounces of cheese, my friend. We talked about this before. Less queso, more listen-o.
What are you doing?
What the fuck?
I want to get the read now to Sir Evelyn de Rothschild. Of course, he's a sir, so you have to call him sir. He's a big deal. He's also a gazillionaire, billionaire, very successful. He's worked in and out of the media, great writer. He's a big deal. He's also a gazillionaire billionaire. Sir, so you have to call him sir.
Well, our government doesn't own anything. We really don't have a government. We're just a colony of England.
How can you say that, a colony of England? Why, I know that they have the Republican Party and the Democrat parties, and I go down to the local bank and I can cash a dollar bill, can't I?
Oh, well, you can go into any colony of Great Britain and cash a check. That doesn't mean you're in an independent nation.
Would you trace for me the colony of Great Britain to the United States and the banks? If I put a Federal Reserve note in the bank today, how can I say how can you tell me that's a part of a colony of Great Britain?
Well, you see, we started out as a colony of Great Britain, and then, presumably, we won political independence in the American Revolution. But you see, the American Revolution was not against the bank. The American Revolution was against King George III.
If I may say something that may be rather sensitive, Have you looked at the problems of the United States? Have you looked at how many of the actual states of the United States are bankrupt? California, Michigan. What about the breakup of the United States, if you look at it comparing to what happened in Europe?
I mean, I listened to your panel downstairs, and you were talking about protectionism, and you highlighted France and the U.S. I mean, you said these are probably two of the most protectionist nations out there.
But you want us to be careful when you say that. That's from a trading point of view and from an investment point of view.
UK who is political and read books, they are always aware that the ruling class of Britain, including every member of the royal family, is a Freemason. And the emblem of the death's head was sported on the caps of the high-ranking Nazi officers from the very beginning. The symbols of these secret societies always seem to play around with some kind of skull and bones motif, so that it's abundantly clear what their mission statement is. These people are pirates, willing to commit any crime for big money. And they first became established in America at Yale University in 1833 with General William Huntington Russell and Alfonso Taft.
I admire America on many counts, but I think maybe the federal system needs to be looked at independently and rethought. Maybe George Washington, if he was alive today, would be horrified as what has happened.
After further review, the play stands as not called.
I voted in on a platform of anti-austerity and no more wars and taking care of things back home, because that's what we need to do. Clean our house. Our house is a filthy mess of corruption. A bunch of immoral, fucking pedophilic bastards who don't give a shit about the people. Hillary Clinton, perfect example. That woman is a patent psychopath and criminal. It is so obvious. Just look into her eyes, for Christ's sake. You can see the man. She's like the Queen of England. They try and take pictures of the Queen to make her look normal. She's a fucking nutcase. Look into the eyes. You can see it all right there. Enough of this bullshit. You know, it doesn't have to be this way. We need to get out of the mindset that politics is inherently corrupt and that we have to accept the fact that these bastards just lie to us every time they get elected. We need to get out of that. That's not acceptable. Not acceptable. And we can determine a different reality if we insist on it.
So some of these ideas have infiltrated, and it's getting to be very serious, because you all know the story about what happened at the University of Michigan. I mean, that was startling. It scared me, because here I am. It was after the debates over in Detroit. We went over to Ann Arbor, and I got there a little late, and there was a little bit of agitation and frustration, but it was dark, and but there was a large crowd there. I couldn't see the crowd very well. It was that dark, but they said there were a lot of young people there. So I went on and gave my talk and alluded to the monetary system and the Federal Reserve, and all of a sudden, a bunch of them started burning Federal Reserve notes. And then they started chanting, end the Fed, you know. I mean, where did this all come from? So that, I'm on the receiving of that information and that message. They were telling me to end the Fed. So I said, well, that does sound like a good idea. So we have promptly introduced once again the bill to end the Fed. So.
Are you sufficiently up on your Bibles to know who Judas was? I asked you a question. Are you sufficiently up on your Bibles to know who Judas was? I asked you a question.
Are you ordering me to answer, sir?
I am.
Yes, I know who Judas was.
Well, sir, until we meet again and the case is solved.
So it boils down to a very simple philosophy of what we need. We need to get the government, out of our lives, out of our bedrooms, out of our walls, off our back, and out of foreign countries. And in the meantime, just get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Again, my whole goal the last 6 years, which has been defeated 1,000 times over by Google's censorship, by deleting me and shadow banning and unsubscribing everybody, my goal has been to build up a large enough audience that there's a group of people big enough to help share information and interact and network to make something happen. And we should be here by now. That's another thing I'm really frustrated about, being deleted all these times. Finally got the channel back up to 70,000 in September of last year just to get deleted again. And what did I get deleted for? But I like children, but I like children, but I like children, but I like children, I children, but I like children.
What the fuck?
I have more emails since I put out my book than sales of people saying, I'd get your book, but, you can only get it online, and I'm worried they'll track my Visa card number and there'll be trouble. Oh, my God. Well, that I probably wouldn't have children, but I like children. I like teaching children. So I ended up working in group homes and teen homeless shelters and teaching in school. And I'd still be teaching in school if the school system wasn't such bullshit, Part of the reason I stopped teaching at a public school that I taught at is because I was disciplined for working extra hard on behalf of children in my classroom and in other classrooms, which offended lazy fucking teachers, which the principal sided with. I used to go in hours before school and stay hours after and tutor children for free in all grades at the public school I worked at because we were a failing school and we were way behind. And, I literally had my peers, other teachers, complain to the principal because they didn't like that I was giving their students attention. Because they were the ones not coming in and giving their students attention. So they felt like I was making them look bad. You know what I mean? That's the fucking world we live in. And that's why I just get sick of fucking people. It's like, I don't mean to sound arrogant, but I realized at a young age that most of the people around me were dumb. Like, literally dumb, incompetent. They couldn't think.
They didn't learn anything about anything. You know, they learned Christopher Columbus came here, and he was the greatest fucking sailor. And he saw all these dumb brown people that were easy to murder and rape. And he said, let's call it Manifest Destiny.